New York Times describes Trump's win in threatening terms, storms back after dark and defiant campaign. By Christina Wong on November 6, 2024. The New York Times described President-elect Donald Trump's historic win on Wednesday in threatening terms with the headline in bold and capitalized words, "Trump storms back." The subheading was "Stunning return to power after dark and defiant campaign." The story was accompanied by a portrait of Trump with an all-black background and a black suit with a red tie, cast in shadows. There were several other headlines that used language that almost described him as an invader or adversary. On its homepage was another story that described Trump in militaristic terms, 10 takeaways from the night Trump marched back to the White House. Another headline read, "Pariah, felon, president-elect, how Trump fought his way back to power." There was yet another story on the homepage that described him in unmistakably dictatorial language that said, "America hires a strong man." That story called Trump's win a conquering of the nation not by force but with a permission slip. It added, "Now, America stands on the precipice of an authoritarian style of governance never before seen in its 248-year history." In the lead-up to the election, corporate media journalists and Democrats regularly described Trump as fascist, authoritarian, and wanting to be a dictator. The Atlantic published an anonymously sourced hit piece that even claimed Trump said he wanted generals like Hitler. The article also claimed he disparaged the family of a late Mexican-American soldier, but was largely dismissed after the Sodders family came out and called it a lie. And former Trump aides said on the record that he had never said he wanted generals like Hitler had. Vice President Kamala Harris herself used threatening terms to describe Trump, and called him dangerous and a threat to the country. Even despite Trump winning the popular vote over Harris, Democrats still argued that he needed to be restrained and that Americans who voted for him were also fascist, uneducated, or had let the country down. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.